The canary man nodded again and then spoke in buzzing chirps that made Mia feel like screaming. She looked away, and her gaze happened on the mural of the knights and their ladies. They were at a table she recognized. It was the one in the banqueting hall of Castle Discordia. Arthur Eld sat at the head with his crown on his brow and his lady wife at his right hand. And his eyes were a blue she knew from her dreams. Ka might have chosen that particular moment to puff some errant draft across the dining room of the Dixie Pig and twitch aside the tapestry. It was only for a second or two, but long enough for Mia to see there was another dining room, a private dining room, behind it. Sitting at a long wooden table beneath a blazing crystal chandelier were perhaps a dozen men and women, their apple doll faces twisted and shrunken with age and evil. Their lips had burst back from great, croggled bouquets of teeth. The days when any of these monstrosities could close their mouths were long gone. Their eyes were black and oozing some sort of noisome, tarry stuff from the corners. Their skin was yellow, scaled with teeth, and covered with patches of diseased-looking fur. "What are they?" Mia screamed. "What in the name of the gods are they?" "Mutants," Susanna said. "Or perhaps the word is hybrids. And it doesn't matter, Mia. You saw what matters, didn't you?" She had. And Susanna knew it. Although the velvet swag had been twitched aside but briefly, it had been long enough for both of them to see the rotisserie which had been set in the middle of that table, and the headless corpse twirling upon it, skin browning and puckering and sizzling fragrant juices. No, the smell in the air hadn't been pork. The thing turning on the spit, brown as a squab, was a human baby. The creatures around it dipped delicate china cups into the drippings beneath, toasted each other, and drank. The draft died. The tapestry settled back into place, and before the laboring woman was once more taken by the arms and hustled away from the dining room and deeper into this building that straddled many worlds along the beam, she saw the joke of that picture. It wasn't a drumstick Arthur Eld was lifting to his lips, as a first casual glance might have suggested. It was a baby's leg. The glass Queen Rowena had raised in toast was not filled with wine, but with blood. "Heil Mia," Sayre cried again. Oh, he was in the best of spirits now that the homing pigeon had come back to the cote. "Heil Mia," the others screamed back. It was like some sort of crazy football cheer. Those from behind the mural joined in, although their voices were reduced to little more than growls, and their mouths, of course, were stuffed with food. "Heil Mother." This time Sayre offered her a mocking bow to go with the mockery of his respect. "Heil Mother," the vampires and the low men responded, and on the satiric wave of their applause, she was carried away first into the kitchen, then into the pantry, and then down the stairs beyond. Ultimately, of course, there was a door. 18. Susanna knew the kitchen of the Dixie Pig by the smell of obscene cookery. Not pork, after all, but certainly what the pirates of the 18th century had called long pork. For how many years had this outpost served the vampires and low men of New York City? Since Callahan's time in the 70s and 80s? Since her own in the 60s? Almost certainly longer. Susanna supposed there might have been a version of the Dixie Pig here since the time of the Dutch, they who had bought off the Indians with sacks of beads and planted their murderous Christian beliefs ever so much more deeply than their flag. A practical folk, the Dutch, with a taste for spare ribs and little patience for magic, either white or black. She saw enough to recognize the kitchen for the twin of the one she had visited in the bowels of Castle Discordia. That was where Mia had killed a rat that had been trying to claim the last remaining food in the place, a pork roast in the oven. Except there was no oven and no roast, she thought. Hell, no kitchen. There was a piglet out behind the barn, one of Tian and Zelia Jaffers's, And I was the one who killed it and drank its hot blood, not she.